WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police indicate their manhunt is over after a deadly shooting at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California last night, east of Los Angeles. Cops say there was another attempted shooting after that one at another dance place in nearby Alhambra, but people there chased the gunman out. LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
We believe that they are both connected, but again, we leave every option on the table.
And it led to a standoff today in southwest L.A. County at a parked van in Torrance. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News when a SWAT team went in, they found the body of a man who looked like he shot himself to death. On the latest police efforts, ABC's Alex Stone in Monterey Park.
They're currently working to figure out if he was a man being sought in connection with last night's Monterey Park mass shooting. Work to get a positive ID on the body is underway right now.
It started with a man who walked into a dance hall during a celebration of the Chinese Lunar New Year, opening fire, killing 10 people, injuring 10 others. This is ABC News. Hot reaction to a burning protest, ABC's Lama Hassan.
For the second day, hundreds of demonstrators were outside the Swedish embassy in Istanbul, protesting the burning of Islam's holy book outside the Turkish embassy in Stockholm. Turkey saying the Swedish government's decision to allow this protest was completely unacceptable.
Dueling efforts to label people terrorists, ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
The Speaker of Iran's parliament vowing to label European armies operating here in the Middle East terrorist organizations. That is the EU weighs putting Iran's Revolutionary Guard on its terror list. The European Parliament called on the EU to do so in a near unanimous vote last week, citing Iran's terror activities, deadly crackdown on protests, and weapon sales to Russia.
One of the world's most prestigious and storied surfing contests going on in Hawaii for the first time in 7 years. Female surfers competing alongside the men for the first time in the 39-year history of the Eddie Aikau Big Wave Invitational. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life 3 wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Question your intention. Will you leave me here for dead? this is all a dream. Shine a light on you, even though you're paying all your dues. Breaking down your own walls just to find a way to fall on the other side. Just another way to live your life. No amount of patience can erase the pain within. You're living all your lies, even though you're smiling through your time. Pieces from this war inside my head. If I question your intention, will you leave me here for dead? I'm not scared. All I know is that the words don't come out right. If I give it to you, I'll be
take away the things I don't need for a while. Radio, we are local music. Kicking off the Saturday night with two from the Lower Fifth there. That is Hope. All My Beliefs before that. Lower Fifth are playing tonight at the Red Rooster with the Mascot Theory. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr will be by here in a bit. This is Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, good evening to you, sir.
What's happening, Jimmy?
You know, Saturday night.
It's Saturday.
I'm disappointed that I'm missing the NFL playoffs right now, but it doesn't really matter because the Packers are not in them.
Yeah.
You got a team? You rooting for somebody?
Oh, I'm definitely going for the 49ers this year. Since, you know, the Packers are out of it, 49ers, and of course, in fantasy football, it all plays into it, right? I had Jalen Hurts, and Jalen got hurt at the end of the season there, and I needed a quarterback, and all of them were gone. And all of a sudden, this guy, Brock Purdy, was the starting quarterback. And I thought, you know, he's got a lot of good receivers. Christian McCaffrey, which I also had, I picked him up, and he did pretty good for me. So
that fantasy football stuff drives me nuts, dude. I'm rooting for anybody anybody out of the AFC and anybody but the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, then you're rooting for the 49ers, Jimmy.
Yeah, I suppose I have to. But if the Niners go to the Super Bowl, which they have a pretty good chance to, I'm rooting for the other team.
That's yeah, but you got to admit, Brock Purdy is he's a pretty good story. I mean, the last person in the entire draft, and now he's got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Can you imagine if he won? Can you imagine the quarterback controversy they'll have next year?
Crazy.
Oh, makes good stuff for the NFL.
It's a good storyline for sure. Rocker, we got a great show for the people tonight, as we do every week here on Max Inc. Radio. What's brewing?
Jimmy Scott Rippey from Rippeyology. Yes. We're going to be talking crazy weather.
About the weather, dude.
Foul language. Blame it on Kane. Sam and Steve, they're coming in from Milwaukee to play a few songs here in the studio, actually. So it's going to be pretty neat. And that's going to go at just after 7:30.
Yeah.
And then Devil's Lair, we have After August. They're going to be coming in, Greg and Bob, and we're going to be playing tracks off their new album and talking about that. And then Max Inc. Kevy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight tonight on Max Inc. Radio.
We are broadcasting basically statewide here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we have to welcome a brand new station. I'm very excited about this, too. A new audience, 97.9 WGBW up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Titletown, USA, Rocker.
Oh, my gosh, Jimmy.
I'm excited. And you know what? When Oshkosh came on board, I was equally, because there's a huge music scene in that Fox Valley area from Green Bay's Appleton,
huge.
Oshkosh, down to Fond du Lac.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty crazy.
And all the way to Milwaukee, right? You know, right up the lake, all the way to Green Bay.
Absolutely.
And Green Bay is the third largest city in the state. And so it's pretty cool. We got a new studio going in there up on Washington Avenue, I believe that is, in Green Bay, right on the Fox River, Jimmy. Mm. And it's called the City Deck back there. And I was looking at some flybys on stock images. And it's just an amazing place. Green Bay is really a city that is aspiring to be great. They have a great football team already.
Yes, they do.
But what they're doing down on the City Deck there, I think there's going to be some cool things happening in the future. And, you know, Civic Media is going to be right up there at the heart of it.
I was just going to say, you know, they have a great football team, Green Bay. Now they have a great local music show that supports local independent artists.
That's right.
From around Wisconsin. And if you're listening to the Fox Valley area, please get a hold of us. Hit Rocker or me up on Facebook, Max Inc. Radio up on Facebook. You can send your music to maxincradio@gmail.com. And we'd love to consider your music for on-air playback, get you in for an interview, maybe live in the Devil's Lair. Who knows? The possibilities are endless, Rocker. We got some Maggie Shays on the way. Another band that I can't say the real name of, but I almost read it, Rocker. It would have been a disaster. That's why the pause. But we'll do some Cribs Hitter in a little bit here, too. Right now, Lucky Vita, his latest one, he's not doing so well. We wish him well. Get well, Lucky, all right? That's hugs to you, man. Mm. This is his last single called Unfaithful. Max Inc. Radio.
Maybe I should apologize for dreaming too much. Maybe I should say sorry for reaching the stars. I only wanted to do something, 'cause you weren't there. I only wanted to feel something, 'cause you weren't there. I never thought I could reach the stars. I never thought any of this would get far. I thought all the things between you and me were going good. I thought all the things between you and me were going good. Boy, then you had to go and do what you did. Do what you did. Do what you did. Do what you did. But you were unfaithful. How could you lie to me? Unfaithful. It took you long enough to tell me. Gave you everything, unfaithful. And now you want to kiss goodbye. Baby, you should apologize for breaking my trust. Maybe you should say sorry for going too far. You only wanted to touch his fire, 'cause he's right there. You only wanted to keep me quiet like a child. You're too scared. But you were unfaithful. Could you lie to me? Unfaithful. It took you long enough to tell me. Unfaithful. I gave you everything. Unfaithful. And now you want my kiss good. You said you don't know. Kind of man puts a ring on my finger and tells me he loves me, he loves me. But boy, you had to go and do what you did, do what you did, do what you did, do what you did. But you were unfaithful.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
orangey sunset, waking up to the smells of you, getting high on habanero gummies, getting high to chase away the booze. If she loves me, it's not by much. She barely loves me. I could go off, but do I have enough to hold on? But the rift is huge.
Local music, Cribs Hitter there from Going Soft. That's their 2022 album, She Barely Loves Me. I love this band so much. They're playing the Burr Oak on Saturday, January 28th with Free Dirt. That's at the Burr Oak on Saturday the 28th. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker and Jimmy K here. Terry Barr will be here shortly. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in the Madison area: Odana Road, Monona Drive, and Willie Street. You can also shop them online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Get your tomato pie right now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police indicate their manhunt is over after a deadly shooting at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California last night, east of Los Angeles. Cops say there was another attempted shooting after that one at another dance place in nearby Alhambra, but people there chased the gunman out. LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
We believe that they are both connected, but again, we leave every option on the table.
And it led to a standoff today in southwest LA County at a parked van in Torrance. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News when a SWAT team went in, they found the body of a man who looked like he shot himself to death. On the latest police efforts, ABC's Alex Stone in Monterey Park.
They're currently working to figure out if he was a man being sought in connection with last night's Monterey Park mass shooting. Work to get a positive ID on the body is underway right now.
It started with a man who walked into a dance hall during a celebration of the Chinese Lunar New Year, opening fire, killing 10 people, injuring 10 others. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio. Sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here. Calmer, 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 calmer,
calmer, calmer, calmer, calmer, calmer, calmer, calmer, Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But it gave my mom and me more time to plan together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Still to come tonight, After August, Blame It on Kane later. Scott Rippey from Rippeology is coming up next. We're going to talk about the weather. Right now, brand new music from Work is Ignition on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Work and Ignition. They have a show coming up on Friday, February 3rd at Lineman's River West Inn in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rocker's favorite venue in Milwaukee.
Lineman's, Jimmy. Jim Lineman owns Lineman's. They've been around forever.
Say that again.
Lineman's.
Yeah, there you go. Lineman's. Love Work. They were just on the show last week. If you want to hear that archive, you can hit the Max Inc. Radio page on the civicmedia.us website. Check out all the archives there. And a special shout out to Casey from Work. What's Casey's last? I forget Casey's last name, but
James.
Casey James, but Seymour. Casey Seymour, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But a special shout out to Casey for giving us a shout out on the Rippeology page in a post referencing to that Scott Rippey is going to join us on Max Inc. Radio tonight. That's pretty fancy stuff right there. On the phone with us right now is Scott Rippey from Rippeology. Scott, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on tonight. To kind of give a little background here, Rippeology is a page on Facebook followed by 20,000 people, by the way. And you're an amateur...
Today, by the way.
Say that again.
21 as of an hour ago.
21,000?
Yes.
You're killing it, brother. And it's all about weather. And you're an amateur meteorologist. And this page kind of puts a twist, a fun twist, on weather. Talk about the page and how the background or how your inspiration came to make this webpage.
I've been interested in weather my entire life since I was a kid. I think when I was 6 years old, my grandmother gave me a weather book for Christmas, and it just got me like totally fascinated with everything. And then I was the geek, you know, growing up who like watched the Weather Channel for like hours and hours on end every day. And so just on my personal Facebook page, for the longest time, you know, I would like, you know, I would put out weather forecasts and do, what I would call Rippeology 101, you know, like little meteorology lessons and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then a friend of mine, convinced me to start a fan page, 4 years ago next month, actually. And so I did. And it's grown, and there's, if you don't like swear words and things like that, you probably shouldn't follow Rippeology, but.
Well, that's the fun part about the page. It's kind of tagged as foul weather and accurate AF. And that's the part is cool because you're an amateur meteorologist. You're not a professional. So how do you make your forecast or your prediction so accurate?
Well, I mean, you know, I do the same thing that every other weather forecaster in the world does, right? You know, you're watching weather models and atmospheric conditions and things like that. But it's all open to some like level of interpretation. And so everybody interprets differently, and being an amateur and being somebody who doesn't, you know, my life and my career does not depend on, you guys know how weather forecasters are, they're like deathly afraid of being wrong. And I don't care if I'm wrong. I just sort of say what I see.
So basically, and, you're saying you're right 40% of 70% of the time. Well, that's what all weathercasters are, right?
Actually, 28%.
He's crunching the numbers.
I'm doing the math here.
There's another radio show here, The Devil's Advocates. They have a strict policy of no math on the radio. Oh yeah, I know. We almost crossed the line there, dude. Hey, Scott, you're an old radio guy too. Tell us about your past FCC violations.
So I never got the letter. I never got the letter from the FCC. I was in radio, fresh out of college. I had intended on doing television out of college. My father was a was a news anchor and news director in Milwaukee. And so I wanted to do television, and I got to college, and I was really excited. I had my first meeting with my advisor, and I said, and he said, "Tell me your dreams. You know, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to be the next Peter Jennings." And he looked at me with this scrunched up face, and he said, "I think you have a face for radio."
Nothing like the loving words from parents, right?
Oh my God! And I mean, I was crushed, but you know, but as soon as I got out of, you know, as soon as I left Carroll College, I went into radio, and did, you know, copywriting and commercial production, and you know, pulled some weekend air shifts and things like that. And,
yeah. Did you get excited when you?
I mean, I seriously was a walking FCC violation, but never got the letter.
Did you get like super excited when it came time to read the forecast on air?
I did. You know, when we were doing, when I was doing overnights at Q106 in Madison, it would, you know, at 3:35. This is 100 years ago, right? The weather would actually print off a printer in a back room. It was, you know, like a wire service, right?
Yeah.
Like a dot matrix.
Right. And that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. And so at like 3:35 in the morning when I'm doing overnight, I'm like, oh, the weather's coming. And, you know, you could hear it going in the back of the room.
Hilarious. Scott Rippey from Rippeyology here. Rippeyology's on Facebook. It's a weather page, accurate AF forecast, but foul weather. Let's talk about SWAs. This is a common conversation on your page, Scott. let's call them shoddy weather apps for the radio here. What's the deal with the weather apps, and why are you attacking them?
So there are two reasons. Number one, the shoddy, that's really good on your part, by the way, shoddy weather apps. Number one, there are no humans involved in the making of those forecasts. What the weather apps do is they take they combine a number of different weather models together to provide a forecast.
I gotcha.
And what they generally do is, since all those apps are free and they are advertiser supported, and what they really want is, I mean, it's 100% clickbait. Mm. So what they will do is, of the models, the weather models that they see, they will pull in the most exaggerated forecasts possible, the most extreme forecasts possible. So when we had our officially in the city of Madison, when we had 1.7 inches of snow on Thursday, AccuWeather and weather.com were calling for 6 to 10 inches.
Yeah.
And they were pulling in that most exaggerated forecast on purpose, because that creates traffic. They report that traffic to their advertisers.
Yeah.
And they say,
okay, gotcha.
You know, so look at all the people who are clicking through to our really crappy forecast.
Real quick, would you recommend an app? Is there an app out there that you would recommend?
There are two things. Number one, use your local TV station apps.
Hmm.
So, you know, in Madison, WKW, WNBC, or WISC, NBC 15, use those first. And then if you want another app that also combines radar and things like that, I'd go to OneWeather.com. Hmm. OneWeather is a pretty decent app that... that does a very good job of aggregating weather models.
So I use WeatherBug. What do you think of WeatherBug?
Delete.
That's an SWA rocker. Get it off your phone now.
Oh, no, I'm infected with SWA.
Hey, we're running a little
Yeah, get rid of it. We're running a little low on time here, Scott. Well, let me ask you this. There is a low pressure system building and is getting a little strong, and I think it's going to produce a sequel of the movie Twister. What are your thoughts on this?
Are you talking about the one down south coming up Tuesday?
No, the movie sequel, it? Twister. Did you watch the original Twister?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
What do you think of
like
this week?
84 times.
Yeah, the sequel, obviously, it's not triggering any emotion here, is it?
So this movie coming up, the sequel to Twister, I think is going to be fantastic just because the special effects. So, yeah I would, I'm looking forward to that.
There is a storm on the way. I guess a cyclone or a polar vortex. That's what it is, right? Like Wednesday, Thursday this week?
No, not this week. I think, about 10 days ahead, polar vortex, I think, is the, when the North Pole starts to warm and pushes the cold air down south. I think let's watch in about the 10-day area for a real good blast of cold in Wisconsin.
Scott, I love your page, and I encourage everybody to follow it. And I really appreciate your time today. It's Ripiology on Facebook. Are you anywhere else? Do you got any other social channels?
No, hell, I can just manage this one.
especially with all the questions. When's the storm going to hit on my street?
Right, exactly. Yeah. People say, okay, exactly. How many inches am I going to get? Like, oh, well, where are you?
Right, exactly. You know? Do me one favor, please. If any time you see a vortex or a tornado heading toward 3500 University Avenue, Madison, on a Saturday night, give us a heads up, and so we can, hide somewhere.
Go in the basement.
Yeah, go in the basement. We got a basement here. That's right. Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Appreciate you. I'm playing this song for you. This is the Material Boys covering Madonna, Like a Virgin, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Boys, Like a Virgin, from the Madonna. I love that on Max Inc. Radio. We Are Local Music. Thanks to Scott Rippey for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. Well, looking forward to the next conversation we have. Coming up next hour, we have a double dip of Jason Vargas and the Apollos to kick off the hour, plus a playment on Kane. They're going to actually play a couple live songs for us. Looking forward to that. And we'll have details about the $1 million advertising campaign that's coming up here that you can get your piece of. Looking forward to that. Right now, brand new music here from Jackson Taylor. He's from Green Bay, and he has a show happening at Narrow Bridge Plate on Thursday, January 26th on Max Inc. Radio.
Girl, you could bet you were on my mind. The way you said my name, jumped in my Chevy, we were ready for a dirt road ride. There was a tailgate dropping and a sunset popping and a few kisses headed your way. Nothing could ever hold a candle to the way you made me feel that day. Now we're sitting watching the sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go, getting as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other. We keep painting pictures. Remember that night, it was me and you, and I told you I think I love you. We lit the fire at the cabin in the woods, took a walk around the lake. That night ended on the front porch kissing as the sun went down. That's what got this whole fire started, and I ain't letting it go. Now we're sitting watching the sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go, getting as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other. We keep being pictures. Sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go, getting as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other. We keep painting pictures. We'll keep painting pictures. First time we met, girl, you could bet you were on my mind.
baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time,
every time.
I go back every time,
every time.
You, you and I,
and I
go back,
I go back,
I go back,
I go back,
I go back.
For the people.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.